Football fans, and even those who don't watch any football, hear this.
Professional football in America is a special game, a unique game, played nowhere else on earth.
That is vintage sound from the cinematic arm of the National Football League. NFL Films has for decades been selling football as powerful visual drama.
Goal line, ready? Let's go.
Sharp in motion to the right, first and goal to the one, gives Edgar Bennett off the right side, makes a spin move to the inside, he's hitting right down.
Hey man, huddle up.
NFL Films was founded by a coat salesman named Ed Sable, who learned filmmaking by shooting his son's high school football games and paid $5,000 for the right to film the 1962 NFL championship. He and his son Steve Sable made NFL Films. It was part promotional, part documentary, always gripping. Father and son have passed away, but their legacy lives on here.
It's day four of camp.
Nice job, that way.
Damn.
Far too early for an injury.
Trainer.
This is from the popular HBO television series Hard Knocks. The reality show takes fans inside one team's training camp before the season starts. The 10th season of Hard Knocks premieres tonight, and we caught up with the show's director, Matt Dissinger, on the practice field. He talked about the Sable influence.
We have a banner that hangs in our building that says Keepers of the Flame, and that's something that we take to heart. We, starting out, promoted the image of the NFL, and we still take that responsibility very seriously. The mission of the show is really to peel back the curtain on the NFL, and fans are always excited about getting inside, seeing the blood, sweat, and tears. I mean, that's what we're really trying to accomplish here.
More than 3.5 million people tune into Hard Knocks each week, according to HBO. And this season, the show turns its lens on the Houston Texans. Cameras follow the players everywhere. But Texans offensive lineman Dwayne Brown, also sitting on the practice field when we spoke, says he and his teammates try not to play to the cameras.
I think, you know, whatever you guys see on the episodes is pretty much the real personality. You know, I think anyone that's kind of animated, that's how they are. No one's really playing to the camera too much. If anything, people might be a little bit more reserved.
But the cameras are truly on all the time. And the show doesn't always shy away from behavior by players that could make the league look bad. Like in 2012, when Miami Dolphins wide receiver Chad Johnson was arrested for headbutting his wife. Here is Dolphins coach Joe Philbin on the show informing Johnson that he has been cut.
I acknowledge people make mistakes, and nobody knows that more than me. And
Coach, I've never been in trouble before.
I know that.
Ever. Uh-huh. And I buy into your program, most definitely.
Uncomfortable moments like that can be the most compelling for viewers, and they're often caught on robotic cameras that are placed inside coaches' offices and operated remotely. Another moment that made the show in 2012, Dolphins cornerback Vontae Davis getting some tough news.
Okay. We just traded you. Okay? We traded you to the Indianapolis Colts. All right? So, you okay?
No, I'm going to call my grandmother.
You going to call your grandmother?
Okay, this is now, director Matt Dissinger, sitting on the practice field with Texans player Dwayne Brown, said the teams do have some say over how the show's edited.
Really, what we're screening for is anything that might put the Texans or any team that does Hard Knocks at a competitive disadvantage. That's the stuff we're screening for.
So if it's a moment like that that doesn't really matter in terms of competitive advantage, there's nothing the team can do. I mean, you guys have the right to put it on the air.
I mean, you know, we work with the team. We build up a trust. I mean, the team screens the episodes before they air. If there's anything they're concerned about, you know, we work through those concerns.
And that makes me wonder, I mean, there have been local reporters who have said it's not fair that NFL Films gets access that we don't. Should people see this not as journalism, but as sort of something that the teams get to screen and have a role to play?
It's not journalism. We're not here trying to break stories. We're not, you know, looking for the most scandalous stuff. What we're doing is we're covering a training camp. Stories that may happen here, we'll have to document them, you know, salacious or not, but we're not looking to put the team in a negative light. That's just not what NFL Films has ever been about. We're not journalists. We're filmmakers.
Dwayne, you've been to Pro Bowls. I don't expect there to be much of a chance that you're going to be cut in this training camp. But if you were, I mean, could you imagine wanting that conversation to be caught on camera?
It's difficult, man. I could imagine, you know, in watching the seasons pass, it looks like a very, very difficult moment, I think, for everyone, you know, to do that on a camera. But you know, it's part of the business, you know, and it's unfortunate, but it's necessary. So I think if you get all the good moments that happen in training camp, you got to get the difficult moments as well.
That's Dwayne Brown. He plays offensive tackle for the Houston Texans. We also spoke with Matt Dissinger, director of the NFL Films show Hard Knocks.